Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast by Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm back with you today with another 5-minute focus designed to increase your rest as you head into this week. Today's talk is the first installment of the 7 types of rest that every person needs. As the resident sleep expert at Skyterra, I've discovered that at least 50% of the guests who walk through our doors struggle to get adequate sleep on a nightly basis. They may be work late into the evening on their computers, or they've simply fallen into a poor pattern at night. For the record, adequate sleep is not only being in bed for 7 to 9 hours, it is also waking up after those 7 to 9 hours actually feeling rested. Now, lack of sleep quality and duration certainly impacts our energy levels. But my question for you today is, sleep the same as rest? Let me ask this in a different way. If you get adequate sleep, is it the same thing as rest? You ready for the answer? No, it's not. Recently, I sent out an article to my entire team from TED's How to Be a Better Human series. It was written by Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith. I sent it out because on campus, we've increased from having 15 to 20 guests per week, and we're now closer to 30 guests. That starts to change the load on each and every one of our teammates. Now, we're so excited to keep inspiring people and to keep making a difference in their lives, but it's so important that our boots on the ground stay rested so that they can show up and give that energy that they've always provided. And so that's what I want to discuss with you today, is how do you get that energy? The first type of rest we're going to talk about today is emotional rest. Are you the friend who everyone thinks is the nicest person they've ever met? The person everyone depends on? The friend or family member who gets the call when someone needs a favor? I know in my heart that we have so many guests, listeners too, that this must resonate with. If you're the type of person who gives the reluctant yes when you really want to say no, I'm speaking directly to you. When you constantly give and fail to create the space where you are able to fill up your own cup, you're going to end up feeling exhausted constantly. You may even start to feel underappreciated, or like others are taking advantage of you. There are so many roles we all play, like parenting our children, caring for a sick parent, or constantly going the extra mile at work. If you play any of these roles in your life, you need emotional rest and have to cut back on the people-pleasing, even if it's difficult to say no. You have to do this for yourself, for your emotional rest. Now, here's the first truth for today. When we are over-the-top people-pleasing, we are putting our own emotional rest on the back burner. It is our own fault. What I want you to do today is take responsibility for the emotional rest you are not giving yourself. Figure out that one role in your life that you are playing where you can back it off a bit. Here's the last truth for today. Everyone deserves me time, but you won't get me time if you don't have a plan and you don't prioritize it. I want to thank you for joining us today. This was the first installment of our 5-minute focus series on rest and the types of rest that every person needs. If you're looking for more free resources, go to skyterraathome.com. Or if you are in need of a full reset, come join us at the retreat. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of Skyterra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know in your life might benefit from this podcast, please share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.